So time to look ahead for the football over the Easter weekend, and in fantasy football terms, a normal game week happening on Saturday, well, normally as it would be. And let's find out some more how things might be panning out for your fantasy football team. We're joined by Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Joe, welcome.
Hello there.
Now, we've got to the point of the season, and I know this is the business end because we've been going through the Premier League alphabetically and we've been, you know, going toward that 20th team. But suddenly now, you know you're at the business end of the season because we've reached West Ham.
Well, that's it. And so, we'll have to, after West Ham, we'll discuss various issues for the important season running. But yes, now over to West Ham. So West Ham, they're a troubling side at the moment for fantasy managers. They're kind of okay for goals, mid-table for goals, 42 this season, that's the ninth best. That's probably what you'd expect from West Ham, so you're getting what you pay for. They're eighth for goal attempts as well, so this is also good that they're actually putting away the chances they get, rather than like, say, Manchester United, who get absolutely tons of chances but just can't convert them. Defending is where they've fallen down a bit this season, and they're not out of the woods yet, really. So they're fourth worst in terms of conceding goals. They've shipped 57 so far this season. That's not great. Another big problem has been injuries. We've had news today that Antonio is out for the rest of the season. That is a huge blow because he is their highest goal scorer with 9. So 9, that's not a lot for a team's highest goal scorer. But nevertheless, that's him. Andy Carroll with 7 goals is second. Once again, he's still a doubt. He's almost perpetually an injury doubt at the moment. He's in my team. This is definitely his last week. He is definitely off because he just can't be relied on to start. He didn't start last week. And we've already heard this weekend that he'd be sharing minutes as well. So that doesn't look good for either a start or lasting more than 60 minutes. They really missed Payet this season. He had 74 chances prior to his January departure. That's actually still the highest number of chances created by some distance. The next nearest is Lanzini with 40. So even though Payet has been gone for 2 or 3 months, he's still created double the amount of chances than the next nearest Hammers player. Plus, fixture-wise, not great either. So they're one of the teams that don't have a double game, which we're going to come to in a bit. Plus, the fixture's really stiffened. So they've got a really nice away game at Sunderland, and then Everton at home, not great. Stoke away, that's always tricky playing at the Bet365. Tottenham at home, Liverpool at home, terrible fixtures. And then finally, Burnley away. So Burnley at home are quite resilient. So that's an awful run of fixtures. If you haven't got any West Ham players, don't get any. If you have, look to get rid of them after Sunderland. That's the key with West Ham, I think.
Yeah, and the lack of double game week is a big factor, and the fact that, you know, obviously some teams do have double game weeks to come is a big bonus for them. I saw something online this week which was about Alexis Sanchez. You know, do you, don't you keep him? A lot of people thinking, well, you don't now because Arsenal seem to have really fallen away. But then there's that extra games factor just to put out there.
Well, yes. What's the news that's emerged this week, and this is a key news for Fantasy Premier League managers, is that two sets of double game weeks have been announced. This is where teams play twice within a week because of postponements earlier in the season, usually due to the Cup. So game week 36 is a double game week for Southampton and Arsenal. Southampton play Liverpool and Arsenal, and then Arsenal, as well as that Southampton game, play Manchester United. So they're not great fixtures. But the thing about Arsenal and why Sanchez is a key player at the moment is because Arsenal also have a double game week the week after. And game week 37 is huge. There are 10 teams with two games that week. So it's absolutely mounting. I believe there's Premier League action every day for over a seven-day week period. So that's a really busy time. You want to get that right as well. So key teams, once again, Southampton and Arsenal, and also I would say Chelsea as well. In game week 37, they've got West Brom away and Watford at home. Now, if they've already wrapped the title up by then it's going to be significant risk of rotation. So if they haven't, they've probably got one of the best sets of fixtures then. Manchester City as well, Leicester at home and West Brom at home. That's pretty good fixtures as well. So you'd be wanting Manchester City, but once again, rotation always a problem with City. In terms of the chips, if you've got remaining chips left, game week 37 probably looks the best for the bench boost. Simply by power of numbers, you're going to, chances are pretty much most of your bench and your first team are going to be playing twice if you planned well. It doesn't look ideal for a triple captaincy either because of the rotation risks. So unless you get a guarantee that Aguero's going to be playing twice and that Chelsea have wrapped the title up, or something like Eden Hazard is going to play every game irrespective of whether the title's already won, something like that. Otherwise, I don't know, it's quite tricky. And then game week 36 is tricky for the triple captaincy as well. So, yeah, plan wisely, I think. I also think it, a good piece of advice was put to us by one of our regular community members is to think of the next set of fixtures in blocks, really. And this is particularly the case if you've still got a wild card left. So if you've still got a wild card left, look at the next game weeks 33 to 35, and then wild card in game week 36, and then completely overhaul your team and then focus on the next three. So that's quite a nice tidy way of looking at it. And for game weeks 33 to 35, this is important even if you have used your wild card like yourself, is that Palace have very good fixtures and the double game week in game week 34, so they're good to invest in now. Stoke to some extent as well. Liverpool, they don't have double game weeks later on, but it doesn't matter if you're going to use your wild card. And Manchester United, they have a double game week 34. And then later on, this is a bit of early planning really, but I'll just mention it. Game weeks 36 to 38, obviously focus on those double game week teams. And of them, obviously Chelsea, Southampton, Arsenal, Manchester City, Tottenham, and to some extent Leicester as well are good teams to invest in there. But that's a bit of early planning there, and it's probably quite a lot to get your head around at the moment, so I'll probably leave it there on double game weeks.
Yeah, we've still got time to do a bit more on double game weeks in the coming weeks. Although, like you say, and this is one thing I've learnt many things whilst chatting with you, Joe, with Fantasy Football Updates, but certainly there's a lot more thinking ahead now than I would have ever have done previously. Previously, you would virtually work week to week. I think the thing you've taught is no, always be thinking 3, 4, 5 games ahead with this.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, this is why the whether you've wildcarded or not, the next set of fixtures are quite handy because we've only got a few left. So it's quite easy to look at. And there are two distinct blocks of favourable fixtures. So you can really, you can almost ignore the last three game weeks, especially if you've got that wild card. So it's quite handy. But yeah, you've got to be planning. This is really where the rankings come. Double game weeks and getting those chips in the right place. If you plan that well, you'll shoot up the rankings and win your leagues, your work leagues. If you don't plan that well, game over.
What about then, specific to this week, who are you looking at as key players, Joe?
Well, it's 2 familiar names, really. Well, 1 very familiar name that we always mention, Romelu Lukaku, home to Burnley, in great form, great home form as well. He's scored 12 in his last 7 at Goodison Park, which is amazing. He's got 23 in total, so he's going for the golden boot. He's leading that race there. A great option to captain. Harry Kane is back. He was on a hot streak prior to his injury. He found the net 6 times between game weeks 24 and 27. Then he missed a few through injury. He got a bit of a run out at Watford. He looks to be back. He's going for the golden boot. And he faces Bournemouth, who are leakier than a colander. And I would also, another name to mention, Troy Deeney, who I think might still be in your team. But he's home to Swansea. 4 goals in his last 4 home games. He's only got a 7% ownership, so he could be a cheeky captaincy differential if you don't, for whatever reason, have Lukaku or a Spurs asset.
Yeah, fascinating times. I love this part of the season in fantasy football. If you want some more tips for your team, you can find more from Joe and the guys at FF Scout. If you're on Twitter, or if you just want to go straight to the website, they're at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. But for this week, Joe, thank you and happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you too. Thanks.